Parshas Nosoi. The first pasuk, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Nosoi es Roish B'nei Gershon, he should take the sum of the B'nei Gershon, Gam Heim, also them, Levei Savoysim L'mishpochem, for their father's house, and by their families. And the next pasuk, Miben Shloishim Shono V'malo, Ad Ben Chamishim Shono, Tifkodoysim, we count them, the people that are 30 years old up until 50 years old. Kol habo litzvoit sovo lavoid avoid b'yoyimoyit. The ones that could do work in the yoyimoyit. And then it says zois avoidas mishpachos hageshuni. This is the work that the geshuni have to do. Lavoid to serve ulamaso and to carry. V'nosu es yirias hamishkon. His their work was to carry the curtains of the mishkon. Itself, and the special covering had on top of it, mamola on top. And the screen that was by the entrance of the Yoyamoyed. Now the question is, why in the second pasuk when it starts off, Nosoi es Roish b'nei Gershon, Gam Hein, them also. Why does the pasuk say Gam Hein, them also? We should also count b'nei Gershon. So really Rashi brings down that the Pshat Gam Hein, Rashi says, K'moshet Tzvisichom Abnei Kohos. Just like at the end of the last parsha, it spoke about counting the Bnei Kohos. Leroy is Kama Yesh, Shehegiyo Lichlal Avoida. How many people from Bnei Kohos are between the age of 30 and 50? See here also by Bnei Gershon, also there was the mitzvah to count them between 30 and 50. Now the question is, what is it teaching us here? That Gam Hein, like we understand, you have to count B'nai Gershon also. There was a special mitzvah now to count all the B'nai Levi from the age of 30 until 50. And the Ponim Yofus once answered that no, maybe I would think only the B'nai Kohos we had to count from the age of 30 to 50. Because the Pshat from the age of 30 and 50, Rashi explained before, was that's the age of Gvura. That's the age of your strength. A person is at his strongest strength at 30 years old, and it stays that way until 50, and then it starts to get weaker. Now, I would have thought only by B'nai Kohos, there, since their avodah was to carry the kelim of the Mishkan, to carry the Oren, to carry the Menorah, it was hard work, it was very hard, and they had to carry it, ala kosef, on their shoulders they had to carry it. So therefore, I would have thought you have to count them from the age of 30 when they have their strength. Ma'ashenkin here, by B'nai Gershon, their avodah was to carry the curtains, that was not so heavy. And secondly, they did not have to carry it on the shoulders. They were able to carry it bagolos, on the wagons. So I would have thought maybe B'nai Gershon does not have to be counted from the age of 30, but rather you could count them like before, from the age of Miben Chodesh. You don't need Davka the age of Gvura. That's the Pasuk Kamashmala, no. Gam Hein, that also the B'nai Gershon, they also have to be counted only from the age of 30 until 50. Because it's also called Lavoid Avoida, they're going to do a work now with Yoyimoyed, and Hashem only wanted the people that come to the age of strength of 30 years and older until 50 to do this work. Now the Kli Yoker asked the question, how come we counted first and last Pasha B'nai Kohos, and now in this Pasha's Nosso we count B'nai Gershon? We know Gershon was the Bechor, so we should have counted B'nai Gershon, the Bechor, first, and then the B'nai Kohos. And the answer they want to say is, like it says in the last parsha, that B'nai Kohos, they went to carry the Oren. And since the Oren is the Choshava, it's the Choshava Kli, the Oren, that has the Torah inside it, so since that's more Choshav, that's the most important Kalim there are in the Mishkan, therefore since the B'nai Kohos went to carry them, we count the B'nai Kohos first. And then after B'nai Kohos, now we go to count B'nai Gershon, even though they're the Bechor, but since they're not carrying such important things like B'nai Kohos, they are being counted secondly. But now the question is, how come Hashem gave the Avodah to carry the Oren, the Choshevah, the most important Keli? Why did he give it to Kohos? Why didn't he give it to the Bechor? How come he didn't give it to B'nai Gershon? Since the Bechor has a special Kedusha, why weren't they Zoicha to be able to carry, take care of the Oren? So some people want to say that the Pshat is that from B'nai Kohos came out Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron and Miriam. So since Gedolei Torah came out from B'nai Kohos, therefore B'nai Kohos was Zeicha to carry the Aron HaKodesh that had the Torah inside it. And because of the Kovod HaTorah, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu had them count Pnei Kohos first. The Kliyoka wants to answer, like really the Medrash starts off here in Parshas Noso, that the Medrash starts off, the Medrash Rabbah, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Yikara hi mipniyim, that the Torah is more yokar, more dear than mipninim, than pearls. And then the Medrash goes on to say, Tamon teninon, that Chochom koidim lemelech, but Talmud Chochom comes before a melech, because meis Chochom ain lanu kiyotzeboy. When a Talmud Chochom is meis, nobody takes his place. Mashenkein meis hamelech, kulam rius lamalchus. When the king dies, you have somebody take over his place. So the Medrash wants to tell us here is that the union of Torah is choshev to anybody. In other words, the Keser HaTorah is hefker for anybody. Anybody that wants to come to learn Torah, he could become a Talmud Chochem. Like Chazal Dashin Yikorahi Mipniyim means Hainu Mikoyen Godol Shenichnas Lafnaya Lefnim Ki Lekeser Kuhuna Ein Zoyche Ki Yemishu Mizer Aaron Avo Keser Torah Hefker Lakil V'Akil Zoyche Nelof. In other words, that Torah is more choshev than the Kohen Godol. The Kohen Godol is for special person, only for the Kohanim. Mashenkin Torah could be given to anybody. So that's the pshat over here also. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to give the Inyan to carry the Oren, the Inyan of Keser of Torah, of the Inyan of learning, of the Kovet HaTorah, he didn't want to give it over to Bnei Gershon. Because then people would have thought, who could be Zoicha in the Keser HaTorah? Only a Bechor, only people that have special Kedusha, they could be Zoicha with this Keser of Torah. Mashenkin, now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Bnei Kohos, that they are the ones to carry the Oren, they are the ones that have the Keser HaTorah, we see it's not because they're Bechor. It's like anybody who ever wants to come to learn Torah, to have this Keser HaTorah, he could do it, and if he becomes a Talmud Chochem, he's even more Choshev than a Kohen Godol that goes Lefnai Ulefnim. So in other words, we see from here, the fact that Torah put Bnei Kohos first, even though they weren't the Bechor. So why were they Zeicha to be first? Only because they were the ones to carry the Oren. Like we learned before, because Moshe V'Aaron came out of Bnei Kohos. So we see for the fact that they were Zeicha in the Keser HaTorah, that's why they had this covet, this respect to be counted first. But if it would have been that Bnei Gershon would have been carrying the Oren, then they would have been counted first, we wouldn't see that they counted first, this respect comes to them because of the Torah that they have. But we would have thought rather the respect comes to them because they're the Bechor, they have the special Kedushas HaBechor. That's why Hashem B'davka gave the Oren to the Bnei Kohos to teach us that the Kovet HaTorah comes stamped from the fact that you're Talmud Chochem, even though you're not a Kohen, even though you're not a Levi. The Kovet HaTorah comes to anybody that comes to learn the Torah. Now after Shlishi, the Pasuk says, Vayedabra Hashem Moshe Lemor, Tzav es Bnei Yisrael, command the Bnei Yisrael, v'yishalchu min ha-machne, there's a mitzvah essay, to send out of the machne, kol tzerua, whoever has leprosy, whoever is a mitzvah, v'chol zov, whoever has tumas zav, v'chol tomer l'nefesh, any person that touched a mace, that has tumas mace on him, has to go out of the machne. Now, Rashi brings down that, parsha zu nemre b'yoyim shukam ha-mishkan, is this parsha the mitzvah to send out the tzmeim out of the machne, was said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day the Mishkan was put up. Ushmeina Parshias Nemru Boy Bayoim Kisim Sechdigin Perkan Zokim. There were 10 different Parshias that was said on the day that the Mishkan was put up. Then it says, Vishalchum in Amachnas, Rashi says, Sholosh Machnas Hoyushom, Vishas Chaniyosim. There were 3 different Machnas in Klai Yisrael had in the Midbar. Teicha Kloyim inside the Mishkan, Himachne Shchina. Chaniyas Halaviyim Soviv. That the Pesukim said before that the Leviim lived around the Mishkan, that was called Machne Leviyah. And then from there until the end of the Degolim, the end of the Machne Yisrael, that was called Machne Yisrael. Now the lochas are like this, that a Tzerua or Metzera is Nishtalech Chutz L'Kula. He has to be sent out of all 3 Machnes. Hazov, the person that has Tumas Zov on him, is Mutav Machne Yisrael. He's allowed to stay in the last Machne. And he's only sent out of the first 2 machnas, machne Shechina and machne Leviyah. The Tomel Nefesh, somebody that has Tumas Meis on him, he's Mutter even Vishel Leviyah, and he's only sent out only for machne Shechina. That's the only machne he's sent out from. So in other words, that the Pasuk says, Tzav es Bnei Yisrael, v'shalchu min amachne, and you should send out of the camp a mitzvah, a zav, and a tamal nefesh. So here the word machne means machne shechina. Out of machne shechina, in other words, even a tamal nefesh is not allowed to go into the Mishkan. All three have to be sent out from the machne shechina. Mashenkein for machne levia, a tamal nefesh is mutter, and a machne Yisrael, even a zav is mutter. So when it starts off, machne means machne shechina, all three have to be sent out from. Now the question is, like Rashi says, that this parsha was said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan when the Mishkan was put up. So if so, why did the Torah put this parsha here that's much later than Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Like we said before, they first started to count them on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, this a month later. And then the Pesukim spoke about how they made up the machnas. So why is this parsha first put in the Torah now in Parshas Nosom? It should have been said before the Shasta Komas HaMishkan. And the Miyam lawyers, he brings down that the Pshat is, the Pesukim were just talking about how we made up the different machnas. We spoke about that the Mishkan is in the middle, and then the Pesukim spoke about that Leviim live around the Mishkan, and then we have the Machne Yisrael, we have the Degolim all around the four sides of the Machne Yisrael. Now, people could have thought that maybe where is the Shechina really is only in the Mishkan. Or else maybe in Machne Leviyah, the Leviim lived around the Mishkan, that's where the Shechina is. But outside that, the Machne Yisrael, the Shechina is not so much. So people would have thought you don't have to worry about the Kedusha there. So no, that's why it says this Parsha to tell us no. There's an Indian that you have to send out, a Tomei, a Metzorah, has to be sent out of all three Machnes. In other words, even Machne Yisrael also has the Shechina there. And therefore, a certain Talmudic person like a Metzorah is not allowed to be in Machne Yisrael. He has to be sent out even from Machne Yisrael to teach us that all three Machnes have Kedusha, has the Shechina there. Now, these three Machnes we also have now in Yerushalayim by the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash, that the Mokum of the Azorah of the Beis HaMikdash itself, that is considered Machne Shechina. The Har HaBayis, that is considered Machne Leviyah, and then the rest of Yerushalayim, that is considered Machne Yisrael. And the Chinuch says that this mitzvah is negei even bizman azeh, even bizman that the Beis HaMikdash is Chorav, still we have this mitzvah that a Tomei is not allowed to go in these places. So in other words, a Metzorah is not allowed to go into Yerushalayim. A person that has Tumah Zav on him, he's not allowed to go into Machne Leviyah. And a person that has Tumas Meis on him is not allowed to go into the Machne Shechina. He's not allowed to go into the Mokum of the Azorah of the Beis HaMikdash. So Lamaisa, that's why Bizman Azeh today we're makpid like not to go inside further than the Kaisel, because we hold by the Kaisel Marovi, that is the beginning of the Machne Leviyah. That is the beginning of the Har HaBayis. And we're choshed, maybe we have Tumas Zav or Tumas Keri on us, and therefore we're not allowed to go further than the Mokum of the Har HaBayis. Other people are mesupik exactly where does Machne Shechina start. We're not sure exactly where it starts. Therefore, since most people have Tumas Meis for sure on them, that's another reason why we don't go further in than the Kaisel. Then Pasuk Dalet says, Vayasu kein b'nei Yisrael, the b'nei Yisrael did like this, Vayishalchu oisam el michutz l'machna. Whoever was Tomei had one of these three Tumas, they sent them out of the camps they had to be sent out from. The way Hashem told Moshe, Kain also B'nai Yisrael. That's the way the B'nai Yisrael did it. So Mefarshim asked, like, why does the Pasuk say twice that the B'nai Yisrael did like that? It starts off, Vayasu Kain B'nai Yisrael. So we know B'nai Yisrael did like this. They did this mitzvah of Yishalchum, that they send the Temeim out of the Machne. Even though it's a hard mitzvah to send them away from his family, out of the Machne away, still they did it. And then it even says, Kashadibru Hashem. Because they did it l'shmo, they did it the way Hashem told them. So why does the Pasuk end off again that Cain also B'nai Yisrael? Yes, this is the way the B'nai Yisrael did it. Like, why does it stress so much here that the B'nai Yisrael did it like the way Hashem wanted them to do it? Now, maybe you could answer this because the Medrash Rabbah on this Pasuk says that this Pasuk of sending out the Temeim out of the Machne really is talking about Golus. And it says that Tzavas b'nei Yisrael al she'ovru Yisrael al ha-mitzvois nischayvu shiluach ze golus. In other words, if Klai Yisrael does certain averus, we have to go into golus. We'll be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk is telling us now, send away these Tameyim, these people that are Tamei. In other words, send away these Averis, that we will not have to go into Golis. And the Medrash says that the Inyan of Mitzayra, Tumas Mitzayra, is Keneged the Chet of Avodah Zarah. And really it's a Raya by the Chet Regel is brought down, that it says by the Chet Regel, Vayar Moshe Esom Ki Peruahu, and Chazal Dashin Shen Staru, that Klai Yisrael got, became a Mitzayra then. In other words, Mitzayra has to do with the Chet of Avodah Zarah. And then Zav, that has to do with the Chet of Gila Arroyas, and then Tomei Meis has to do with the Chet of Shvichas Domin. In other words, because of these three Averis, of Avodah Zarah, Gil Arroyos, and Shvichas Domim, Klai Yisrael is sent out of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the first Churban Abayis took place. So like the Pasuk is telling us now, be careful with these three Averis, and send them out of the Machna right now, in order that you won't have to go into Golis. So at this Medrash, it's also very good why the Torah put this Parsha of Shiluach HaTemeyim here, and not before, when it talks about Akomas HaMishkan, what happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because now, like we spoke on last parsha, that the reason why they were counted the second month year, because now is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to put his Shechina, Patoch Klal Yisrael, Patoch Kfiyas. Now we want to live permanently in the Shechina, in the Mishkan. So now the Pasuk, now after it spoke about how we made up the Gimel Machnas, how the Machni Yisrael is, and how the Shechina is going to be amongst them, now the parsha talks about, you should know in order to keep the Shechina with you, you have to be careful to send out these three Temeya, means send away out these three Averis. Be careful for the Avera of Avodah Zarah, be careful for the Avera of Gila Arroyos, and be careful for the Avera of Shvichas Domin. So that's why the Pasuk starts to talk about it now, after we spoke about the Shechina, to teach us this is the way to keep the Shechina amongst us, and we won't have to go into Golis. So while we're coming out like this Medrash, that this mitzvah of shiluach, of sending out the Temeim, is not just a mitzvah, the way it looks, to send out a person that's Tomei, but it means to send out from every single person the koyach of tuma, the yetzahara that we have inside us, that wants us to do these averis of Avodah Zarah, Gil Arroyos and Shvichas Domim, these averis we have to send out from us, to make ourselves Kodesh. And really the Be'er Moshe brings down, there's a lashon of Zoya like this, in Pasha's Devorim, when the Pasuk says, V'hoyo machnecha kodesh, make sure the machne Yisrael is kodesh, and the Zohar asks, why does it say kodesh? It should have said, kedoshim miboylei, and the Zohar answers, machnecha means kodesh ilon shayfa gufa. In other words, your guf, the Jew himself, we should be kodesh. In other words, machnecha kodesh means we have to throw out the Yetzara from us. See also, this mitzvah of v'yishalchu min ha-machne kol tzurua means throw out from ourself the Yetzahara, the Indian, not to be Oved Avodah Zarah, not to do Gil Arroyos, not to do Shvichas Domim. Therefore, it's very good why the Pasuk says over like twice, Vayasu came b'nei Yisrael did. That could mean they did literally what they were supposed to. If they had a Tumas Mitzvah there, or a Zav, or a Tomei Meis, Vayishalchu Oysom el Michutz l'machne. They sent them outside the Machne. But then it goes on to say, Kasha Dibra Hashem. They also did hear the way Hashem wanted them, the way Hashem spoke to Moshe. Cain also B'nai Yisrael. The B'nai Yisrael also did that. Not only did they just send out their Temeim, but they also sent out the Yetzirah they had inside them from doing these Averus of Gil Arroyos, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah. Then Pasuk Hei goes on, V'yedabra Hashem and Moshe Lemor, Dabra B'nai Yisrael, talk to B'nai Yisrael, Isha Isha, Ki yasu mikol chatoi sodom. If they do a chet, a sin, limo mal b'Hashem, they do something wrong to Hashem, v'oshmo hanefesh shehi. Shno, the person did something wrong. So Pasuk says, v'hisvadu es chatosam. They have to say vidu, they have to confess what they did, asherosu v'heshiv es hashom avroshoi. They have to pay back the amount of money that they swore that they didn't steal, and really they stole it. And you have to add another fifth. And you have to give it to the person that you did the guilt against. And like Rashi explains that this parsha is talking about going back to the parsha of Gezel, if somebody steals something, and then when we find them, we say, swear that you didn't steal. He swears that he didn't steal. He swears false. And then we find out that he really did steal. Is this parsha, he has to pay back what he stole, and he has to pay back another fifth. So Rashi says, why does the Pasha say it over again here? It already said it in Vayikra. So Rashi says, because there's two chidushim that we have here, two things new. One is v'hisvadu, that you only chayav to pay back the extra fifth if you're moida, if you agree, if you confess that you did it. And the second thing is that gezel hager shenosel lekhanim, if you stole from a ger and then he died, so there's nobody to give it to, he has no mishpacha, the lochrish, you have to give the money, pay it back to the kahanim. Now, from this pasuk that it says v'hisvadu es chatosa masherosu, that you have to confess the sin that you did, from here we learn out that there's a mitzvah zvidui. That's the way the chinuch brings down here, that there's a mitzvah zvidu al hachet. When a person does a sin and he wants to do tshuva, he wants to have a kapora, so part of the mitzvah's tshuva is a mitzvah zvidui. You have to speak out with your mouth and say like, Onu Hashem, Chotosi, Yovisi, Poshati, Kach v'kach, I did this and this, and I feel bad that I did it. That's this mitzvah's vidui, and we learn it out from this posik. That the posik says here, Dabro b'nei Yisrael, Isha Yisha ki yasam go chata sodom limo mo v'ashem v'ashma nebashi, v'hizvadu es chatosu masher osu. And the Mechilta learns out from here also, that it's supposed to be mizvada, like when you have a korban, before you bring the korban, when the korban is still alive, you have to say vidui. Now, the mitzvah vidui, even though really it's part of the mitzvah's tshuva, some people say like there are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah's tshuva, that's taka to feel bad and to do tshuva, that Hashem should wipe away the yavera. And the Indian of tshuva is that you want to take away the yavera as if you never did it, and now it blives like a schus. But the mitzvah vidui is, that's a mitzvah by itself. Vidui means when you did something wrong, you have to speak out now and say that you feel bad that you did it. Now, some of us should learn in the mitzvahs, vidu really applies all the inyan of tshuva. Vidu means you have to speak out with your pair, with your mouth, that I did this wrong and I feel bad about it and I won't do it anymore. In other words, you have your charota, that you feel bad, you have your kabbalah l'habo, that you won't do it anymore, and you have the inyan of vidu, you're speaking it out right now. And like the Chinuch explains, the inyan of this mitzvah vidu, to speak it out, is that when a person speaks out something, that shows his real feeling, and his real inside feeling comes out then. So that shows that you really feel bad that you did it. And that is this mitzvah zvidui, to speak it out b'peh. Then Pasuk Tes says, v'chol truma l'chol kotche b'nei Yisrael, any truma that b'nei Yisrael have, asher yakrivu l'kohen lo yiyah, that you give it to the kohen, it should be for you. And Rashi explains that this Pasuk now is talking about the mitzvahs of Bikurim, that when you have from the Shivas Haminim, the growing Eretz Yisrael, the first ripe fruits you come and give to the Kohanim. So the Pasuk is saying that who do you give the Bikurim to? It goes to the Kohen. Then Pasuk Yud says, V'ish es kedoshov lo yiyah, he's the Kodesh, the Truma that you give to the Kohanim, is lo yiyah. So we dash him from here, that when you give it to the Kohanim don't have a right to come and take it and grab it from you, but rather you have the right to give it to them. This is the Yisayid of Tovus Hanor Labailim, that the owner of it, he has the right to give it to whichever kohen he wants to. That's why it's called Lo Yiyah. Then the Pasuk ends off, Isha Shayitin LaKohen Lo Yiyah, the person that gives the Truma to the kohen, Lo Yiyah, he will have from it. So really there's like an extra Pasuk here. So Rashi says, the Chiddush here from the Gemara in Brochis, that says that Isha Shayitin LaKohen Ma'atono Seruyaloi, the person that gives away the matonis, the truma, the maisrus, what you have to give to the kohanim, you should know lo yiyah moment harbe. You'll have a lot of reward, a lot of moment from this. In other words, don't feel that by giving away the tzedakah, giving away this money to the matnas kuna, giving away from your fruits to the kohanim, what you have to give to them, you're going to lose out on it. So we darshan here know lo yiyah. The more you give away to the kohanim, the more you will receive, like Rashi says. Lo yiyah mamon harbin. You'll have a lot of money because of this. And this is the way the Rashbam says the same shah in the Pasuk here, and Huadin Yenisah ben Azil says the same shah here. That lo yiyah is telling you, like, the more you give to the Kohanim, you should know the more you'll receive back for that. Then after Revi, the Pasuk goes into the Parsha of the Soita. It starts off, Dabra b'nei Yisrov, Yomarat olayim ishis. Amen. Ki sishte ishtoy umol avoy mol. if his wife turns away from him and she does an Aveira. And Rashi right away brings down what's the smichus here, what does the parasha of Slate to have to do with what we spoke about before. And Rashi says, because the pasuk before says, V'ish esh kedoshav lo yiyah. You should know when you give away your truma to the kohanim, you have to give it to them and it belongs to them. So now the pasuk now is saying that if you're going to hold them back the present you're supposed to give the kohen, and you don't give it to him, you don't want to go to see the kohen, so your punishment back would be that you'll have to go see the kohen then anyway, but then you'll have a problem. You have to bring your wife along, that you'll have a wife that became a soita. And the reason why the pasuk says ish ish, like twice, so Rashi brings down that because you're doing a chet to two men, like ish Muhammad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom malon v'ish melmata, and you're doing an avera to your husband below. And kisish to ishtoi, what is this lashon of kisiste? So Rashi brings down that shana rabbeinu ein hamenoafim noyafim at shetikones dem ruach shtus. That's really a shtus what they're doing. They have to have znus together, live together, your wife with somebody else. That's only because some shtus, something bad came into them. But then Rashi says the pshuta shomikrov kisishte is that she went on the side. That means she turned away from darkei tznius. She wasn't a tznua. She didn't act with modesty. She didn't dress nicely. And the husband was suspicious that she's doing something wrong. So then we have this parsha of Saita. That the parsha of Saita is that when the Baal is suspicious about his wife, he has to be mekanha, he has to tell her in front of two edim, like, stay away from this person. Don't have yichud, don't be found alone with this person. And then what happens is that we find out that she did have yichud, she was in a private room with this person, but we don't have edim if they did this nusanat, if they really live together. So the husband is in doubt if his wife lived together with this man or not, so he has to bring her to the kohen, and the kohen makes a drink from the mayim hamorim, and mamish, this is a tremendous nest, a tremendous miracle that happens, that we're able to find out the truth to see if your wife really lived with this person or not, and then she'll get the klola that she'll die because of this punishment, or else they'll tell the truth that no, she did not live with this person, and just the opposite, then because of this water that she drank, she'll have a tremendous bracha, she'll be able to have children. And like the Chinuch explains, that this union of Parshas Soita is a tremendous chesed, like a tremendous nest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, to show because of the Kedusha, that we are so holy, that it's possible to test, to tell the truth, what happens by a Jew. He says, by the goyim, you'll never have such a thing. You never find out the truth, if their wives really live with somebody else or not. But because Klal Yisrael has a special Kedusha, a special holiness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nest here, a miracle, that we're able to find out what really happened to your wife. Did she really live with the other person, or didn't she live with the other person? And we also learn out here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives the punishment, Mida Keneged Mida, like it's brought down here, the same way she did the Avera, if she did it. And she started out from below, and it went in, she had a hanor, the same way the Mayimorim also harms her and swells up her body, the way this news took place. To show us the punishment comes back, Mida Keneged Mida. The same way you did it, that's the way you get it back. And part of the nest is just the opposite, that on the tzad, that the Isha did not do the Avera, then the same Mayim Hamorim, the same water that she drank, instead of giving her a klolo, a curse, it gives her a brocha, and from this she's able to have children. Now it's interesting, throughout this parsha, Parsha Saitam, it says El HaKoyin 13 times. It says 13 times here, then you have to come to the Koyin. The Koyin is the one that has to make the Isha drink the Mayim Hamorim. He's the one that has to write the Megillah. He's the one that has to put it into the water. He has to bring the Mincha. Kiseida, the Kohen, has to take care of the Saita. This is very good the way Rashi started off, that the smichas of this parasha of Saita to the parasha before of Trumas means if somebody does not give his Truma to the Kohen, means he doesn't think the Kohen is a Choshev. He doesn't think so much from the Kohen. He doesn't want to give him his Truma, so he'll have to eventually come and bring his own wife as a Saita to the Kohen. And here we see the greatness of the Kohen. We see that the soul pasture of Saita is only done through a Kohen, and from this he'll realize the greatness of the Kohen, that eventually he will give his Trumas and Maisris to the Kohanim. Now, after the Pasha of Soita, the next Pasha talks about the union of a Nozir, the union of Nazirus. And we know the famous Gemara in Soita that says that Lomo Nismucho Pashas Nozir Le Pasha Soita. How come the Torah put the union of a Nozir right after the Pasha of a Soita? Loimulach, to teach us that you call Horoya Soita Bekukula. Anybody that sees the union of a Soita, he sees the way we have a doubt about a wife that maybe did the Chet, she did an Avera, she did Znus to her husband. You see Bekukula, you see how bad, how mis, how disgusting it looks. So you see something very bad, is right away Yazir Atzma Min Ayayin. Right away make the union of Nazirus, put like a nether upon yourself, that you're not going to drink any wine, you keep yourself away from wine. And the pshat from this is, really, like the Gemara before says, and Rashi wrote down before, that the Lashon by Yisoyte Kisishte is, that Ein Odom Choyte Elim Kem Nichnes by Ruach Shtus. A person doesn't do a chet, doesn't do something wrong, unless a Ruach Shtus, he became a Shoyte, he like lost his das, he lost his mind, that's why he's doing an Avera. All right, turn over. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zitzal explains this, that really it's a question. What are we talking about, a Soita? We're talking about the chet here of doing znus. What do you do znus? You're having gila rois, means your wife is living with somebody else. Now really, b'shash, you do this avera of arois, it's a chet that a person has chemda to. This is one of the things that nafsha shalod de mechamdosa, the Gemara says. Dinyan of arois, living with another lady, is something that Yetzer gives us a big cheshek. Person has a chem, the desire for this. So how does the Gemara darshan on this, that a person doesn't do a chet, doesn't do an aveirom, unless the Ruach Shtus comes into him, unless he becomes like a fool? What do you mean he becomes like a fool? Even when he has his mind, his real mind, still the Yetzer gives him the chemda. We have this lust, the desire to do the inyan of arois, of znus. And the pshat from the Chazal is, you see, not like that. You see that really a person, when he has his total mind, a person, a Yisrael is Kaddush, a person is a Tzelem Elokim, a person can't do a chet. You can't do something different from what Hashem told you. If the Torah says this is a royis, is an Aveiram, a person that's a Tzelem Elokim can't do the Aveira. It's only because Nichnas LeRuach Shtus, because you're losing your total, your mind. You're not in your normal state. You don't realize what you are. You don't realize the Kaddush you have. You're losing something of your mind. That's why it's possible for you to do a chet. That's the way the Yetzirah comes into you. Well, Yetzirah comes into a person by taking away your mind, not letting you think upon how Kaddish, how holy we really are. That's the way we come to do Chatoyim. So the Indian is to watch out from the Yetzirah that he does not put any Ruach Shtus inside us. Now how does the Yetzirah make us become like a fool? We don't realize things. That's when we come in contact with the Avera. When we come to see things that are bad, we come to see what it is, the Averam, sometimes we lose our mind and we go after the Averam. That's this inyan of called Horoya Soita Bekula. If somebody sees how disgusting this is, what happens to this lady, that, and you become exposed to what happened to Ra, from that alone it could be that the Ruach Shtus, you like lose your mind and you go after the Averam. So the Eitzer is you have to become a Nozir. And really, like the Gemara ends off there in Saita, the Rashi brings down that again, that Shekol Haroye Saita Bekikula is Yazer Atzma Min Hayayin Ishu Mevila Deiniv. Because by drinking too much wine, that also brings you to do the Aveir of Gila Royis to be with other ladies. So therefore, if you see this Kilkul, you see the way what happens to this Saita, this Isha, that we have a doubt if she lived with another man or not, we do such Misa things, as bitter things to her, whoever sees it, he has to be afraid maybe the Ruach Shtus will come into him, and therefore you have to take yourself away from drinking wine, because wine is something that also may make you come like to lose your mind, to have this Ruach Shtus, and will make you Ledeiniyaf, do the Avera of Arroyas. Now there is another pshat to this inyan here, and really the Ponim Yofois explains it like this. Like what's pshat in this Chazal that Shekol Arroyas Soita Bikakuloi, is Yazaratsu Minayayin. What do you mean if you see her, Bikukulai? You see her when the Kanam are doing such disgusting things to her. We're making her get undressed, and we're making her work hard, and we make her bring her Saita, her Mincha, that's made out of barley. Like we see, we do such disgusting things with her. If somebody sees the way we're giving the punishment back to this Saita, is Yazar Atzman Ayayin. You have to make sure that it doesn't affect you, and therefore become a Nazir not to go after the Tainugim, the enjoyment of this world, just drinking more and more wine, but keep yourself away from it. And he explains it, like Chazal say, She'estaklis bedova ra is mazik miyayin. If you look at something bad, that alone affects you. In other words, if you look the way somebody else is getting his punishment, that alone can affect you and give you also an effect of ra. Just like it's brought down by the Ashes Light. And it says that Light's wife, that looked backwards and saw the way they were burning up Stone the Amora, and she herself became a pile of salt. She also got affected. Since she looked at the punishment that a Russia was getting, and she wasn't clean from this punishment either, she also received the punishment. Who are dinner in your psukim in Yeshayahu like this? Here also we learn that the fact you look and see the way the Satan is receiving her punishment, that could affect you. And any time you have something that affects you, you have to keep yourself kaddish and do something to take away the effect. In other words, take away the shtus, this ruach shtus, that is coming into us to keep ourselves clean. And really what we're saying now, this is the hemshech of all the parshas we just had, the parshas Nosa. That it starts off, we finish with the Mishkan. We explain exactly where the machnas are, exactly which shvatim, what even the shevet Levi, exactly b'nei kahos, b'nei merari, b'nei gershon, which malacha, how they're going to take care of the Mishkan. In other words, the Shekhinah was with us. Then it talks about sending away the temeim from the machner, like we spoke out, that means in order to keep the Shekhinah with us, we have to keep away from the ber averus of gila royish, vichasdomim, and avodah zarah. And then it talks about pashas vidui. It means if you did do a chet, also we have to purify ourselves. We have to realize that if we do something wrong, it makes an effect upon us, and that will take away the Shekhinah from us. So we have to purify yourself, we have to say vidui. And then it talks about the parasha of giving truma. And if you don't give truma, again, you have another chet, you don't give truma, you're going to have the parasha of saita, which saita is also an inyan of tuma, that something bad happened to us. It also may affect the Shekhinah to go away from us. So in order to keep it, we have to have the parasha of nazir, that you have to know if you see something wrong and there's an effect that went into your body, the way to get rid of that effect, to get rid of the shtus, is by becoming a nazir. Now the yisayid of a nazir is that for 30 days you make it that you're not allowed to drink any wine or anything that has to do with wine. You can't shave off your hair, take a haircut, you have to let your hair grow long. And the third thing is tumas meis. But our koponim, a nazir restricts himself not to have the tainugim, not to have the enjoyment of this world. Now there's a tremendous limud. We learn out something great from this parsha of nazir. And this really teaches us for everyday life how to make yourself better. How do you jump up the ladder? If somebody realizes that he has this shtus inside him, he has this desire to do averus, to do znus, or to go after tanugim, drink too much wine, or to have too much enjoyment. He has a desire inside him. How do you get rid of the desire? How do you get rid of your yetzahara? So the Torah is teaching us a parsha of nazir, which is really, the Chazal say about a nazir, two things. First of all, he's called a kaddish. Since he's yazir atzum in a yayin, he's taken himself away from the tanugim, the enjoyment of this world. He's called a kaddish. He's a very holy person. But meider gisa, Chazal also call him a chayta. He's called doing something wrong. And why? Shemitzayir atzmai. He's putting himself into pain. In other words, really this person is not at that stage that he could afford not to drink wine at all for 30 days. Like he has a tremendous desire to do it. How could you tell him now for 30 days not to do it? Like that's putting himself into pain. He can't stay at that stage. He can't stay at a stage not to drink it at all. So really you would say a svarim, okay, only one cup a day, only two cups a day, we'll take it easy. The Torah tells you, no, that's not the way you'll get better. The way you get better is true. For 30 days, be a little bit like a chayta. A little bit, be mitzari, put yourself at a higher stage, at a higher darga that you could really stay at. At that higher point, you can't stay there too long. Like more than 30 days, you'll bust. You can't take it more than 30 days not to have the wine. But that's the way you'll get higher. For 30 days, jump up to a very high stage, even though you can't stay there. But the limit is that afterwards, after the 30 days, when you come to be normal, now you are allowed to drink wine, you won't drink as much wine as you drank before. You'll come down again, but you'll meet yourself halfway. You like make a compromise. But if you just stop, say, I'll stop drinking 5 cups a day. I'll only drink 2 cups a day. You'll get nowhere. That's not the way to stop to take away the taiva, to take away your desire to do the chatoyim. The way to take away your desire is make a certain amount of time. That for this time, true, it's going to be very painful. But for this certain amount of time, you're not going to do anything wrong. You're not going to have the desire, you're not going to listen to your desire to the Yetzirah to do the Avchet. You're going to hold yourself back no matter how hard it is for a certain amount of time. And then after that time, like you know, you can't go on forever that way. So afterwards, you'll come back to normal again. But I'll call upon him, you won't come down to the same stage that you were before. You'll lift yourself up, you'll only come down halfway. You'll be halfway up to where you really should be. And like we said, the Indian of a Nazir, really, the Pasuk says, Kol Yemei Nizroi Kodesh Hu Lashem. All the day that you're a Nazir, you're considered Kodesh Hu Lashem. You're holy. In other words, you're setting aside yourself to be Kodesh, holy to Hashem. And the Pasuk before that, Pasuk Zayin says, Ki Nezer Elokov Aroshay. The Nezer, the crown of Hashem, is on top of your head. And really, Mepharshim say that a Nazir, in a way, is even greater than a Kohen Gadol. By a Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk says, Ki Nezer Shemen Mishchas Elokov Olov. The Kan by Nazir, it says, Ki Nezer Elokov Al Roshay. It's even more, not only Olov, but on top of his head. Had to come to teach us that the mile of a Kohen, that you get because you're a Kohen. But the mile of a Nazir, to make yourself holy, that you set aside yourself aside, not to take all the enjoyments of this world, but to set yourself aside to be dovik, close to Hashem, that way you make yourself Kaddish by your own actions. And that's a bigger madrega. It's called Mamash Ki Nezir Elokov HaRoshay. Now, the Indian of a Nazir is you're setting yourself aside not to enjoy this world so much for 30 days, but rather to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the way you do it is first by taking yourself away, not by drinking wine. Now we know wine is very enjoyment, and if you drink too much, it takes away your das, it makes you a little shikr, makes you a little high. So you're taking away all these actions in order that you could be totally dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second thing is you have to let your hair grow long, and then at the end you have to shave it all off. Now this is the opposite of looking nice. When a person looks nice, that also gives him a Yetzirah. He listens to his Yetzirah faster if he looks nice. Mashenki, when you have to let your hair grow too long and it's not nice, or you have to shave it all off, it's not nice, that's the way you take away your Yetzirah, and you could be also more closer Dovik and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the third thing is by Mesim also, you take yourself away from the Tumas Mes, which is Tumah, and it's a Stira to Kedusha, and instead you want to be totally Dovik and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. To have the Madrega of Kedushim, that's why you can't go near Mesim. So these three in Yonim make you to become a Kodesh. Now after the Parsha of Nazir, then the Torah talks about the mitzvah of the Birchos Kahanim. The Pasuk of Bei says, V'yadabur Hashem Amoshe Leimor, Dabur El Aron V'yabon of Leimor, Koyse Vorachu Es B'nei Yisrael. This is the way you should bless the B'nei Yisrael. This is the way the Kahanim bless the Yisrael. Is Omalehem. This is the way you should say it. That Yivorechecho Hashem V'yishmurecho. That Hashem should bless us and Hashem should watch us. Yo'er Hashem Ponov Elecho V'ichunecho. That Hashem should like make his face shine upon us and he should be gracious to us. And Yiso Hashem Ponov Elecho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should lift up like his face towards us. V'yosein Lecho Sholom. And he should give us peace. V'somu eshmi abnei Yisrael. And you should put like my name on the bnei Yisrael. V'ani avorachem. And I will bless them. This is the mitzvah of Birchas Kahanim. Now the last pasuk says that v'somu eshmi abnei Yisrael. You should put my name on the bnei Yisrael. V'ani avorachem. And I will bless them. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara Chulin. What is Hashem saying here? What does it mean, V'ani Avorachem? One man, the Yomer, is that V'ani Avorachem means Li Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the blessing to Klal Yisrael. So what does that mean? We're talking about now, this is the mitzvah, every single day Kahanim have a mitzvah to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Birkas Kahanim. So the Pasuk is saying that the Kahanim should give the bracha. So what does it mean, V'ani Avorachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the blessing? So Rashi says it means, V'askim im HaKahanim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will agree, will be masking with the Kahanim, as if to say that Hashem is giving the bracha with the Kahanim together. Dabar Acher, another Pshat the Gemara says in Chulin is, V'ani avor achein means l'kahanim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless the kahanim. So then it's good. The first part of the brachas are, these are brachas that the kahanim say to Klal Yisrael, to bless the Klal Yisrael. And at the end it says, V'ani avor achein, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless back the kahanim. But on the first pshat, it's a little bit, it's a kasha they ask. Like, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's giving the brachas, he's maskim, so then why do we need the kahanim altogether? It ends off, V'ani avor achein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will give the blessing to Klal Yisrael. So if Hashem is going to give the blessing, why do we need the kahanim altogether to give the blessing? Let just HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and give the blessing. And really, the Chinuch asked this question. And the Chinuch explains in this mitzvah Shinayin Ches, says the mitzvah is Shenetztavu HaKahanim, Sheyevorchu Yisro B'chol Yoyim. There's a mitzvah on the kahanim every day to bench, to bless the Jew, to Bnei Yisrael. Shenem, like the Pasuk says, Koyseborchu es Bnei Yisrael Amalhem. So he explains what's the purpose of this mitzvah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of his greatness, wants to give brachas, blessings to Klal Yisrael, through his Meshorshim, through his people that live with him in his, like in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Machne Shechina, people that are always thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their Machshav with the Kahanim, their Dovid, they're always involved in doing Avodas Hashem, and their Nafsham, their souls are kshura b'yirasa kol hayom, uv'zchusam tochol habrocha alayim. So because of the zchus of the kahanim, that these people are set aside to be oved Hashem, therefore we'll get a brocha. And v'yizborchu kol masayim, like we say, v'yinoyim Hashem alayhim. So then he asks, well, you shouldn't ask the question, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give us a brocha, why does he need the kahanim for? Let he himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, give us the brocha. So he explains, Ki kvar hekdamti l'cho pomim rabbis. I explained this already a lot of times. Ki b'koyach hechshem asenu toch l'abroch olenu. It depends how much we prepare ourselves, how much we make ourselves kosher, how much of a tzaddik we are, how good we are, according to how good our actions are, that's how much broch Hashem will give us. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us as much as possible. We just have to have our hands open. We have to be a kli. We have to be able to receive the broch. The Arkane, therefore, ki Baruch Abonu Mikol Amim, Baratzah Shniska B'tuvai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us and wanted to only give us good, he warns us to be Machshir Agufeinu B'mitzvaysov, that we should do only good actions by doing his mitzvahs, in order to receive the good. And what he means to say is that we learn this from the Kahanim. So in other words, like the Chazal always say, Ein Kli, like, Ein Kli Machzik Baruchah Yoysim Min HaSholom. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give Klal Yisrael presents, matanas, brachas, and the only way he does it if we have shalom. In other words, the kli, what's the vessel that makes you, that you could receive brachas, that's shalom. If a person has the need of being shalom, of being peaceful with one another, working together, that's the kli, that makes it that you're able now to receive the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you. Now, how do we have the need of shalom? How do we have the midah of peace? This is something we learn from Kahanim. We know Aaron HaKohen, the Yisrael of Aaron HaKohen was Shalom. He was always making Shalom ben Odom Mechaveroi, ben Ishli Ishtoi. He always used to go around to make peace. That's what a Kohen is. So we learn out from the Kahanim, the Inyan, to have Shalom between us. That Klal Yisrael is together. Like it says, this Lashon of Yivarechecha Hashem is a Lashon Yochid. In other words, Kol Zaman Klal Yisrael has Shalom. We're peaceful, we're working together. Then it's possible for the brachas to be chal. So true, Yavad Itzvani Avorchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is giving us the brachim. But we have to prepare ourselves, make ourselves able, roi, to accept the bracha. How do we make ourselves able to receive the brachas? That's if we learn by the kahanim. Like we have to go and hear the bracha from the kahanim. When we hear the bracha, the blessing from the kahanim, we look up to the kahanim and we go to learn from their actions. And we learn what it means to be a tzaddik, to be dovik in Hashem, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have the midah of shalom, to be peaceful with yourself, to be peaceful with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we learn out this midah of shalom from the kahanim, and therefore when we learn out these actions from the kahanim, then we ourselves are able, are deservable, to receive the bracha. So that's why it's very good. V'ani avarachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the bracha, but he's maskim im HaKahanim. In other words, we need the kahanim here, we need to learn from the kahanim. We have to learn to do the good actions to have the midas of shalom. And Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Motzeh Kli, that Machzeh Brocha Yaitzim in HaShalom. That's why Brichas Kahanim also ends off. that Yisa Hashem Ponav Eilecha V'yosem Lecha Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us Shalom. That with Shalom, we are Zeicha, we can have the possibility to receive all the brachis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. And like this also is good, the Gemara in Tainus, that really the Gemara in Tainus on Dav Chav Vav asked the question, Lomo Nismecha Pashas Koyein LaPashas Nozir. How come like here, first we just spoke about the Pasha of Nozir, and then the Torah talks about the mitzvah of the Brichos Kahanim. What does the mitzvah of Birchas Kahanim have to do with the Pasha of Nozir? And the Gemara says that Man Nozir Ose B'Yayin, just like a Nozir is not allowed to drink wine, is Af Koyin Ose B'Yayin. The same way a Koyin is not allowed to drink wine. In other words, like before he gives a bracha, or before he comes to do the Avodah, to do the work in the Beis Hamikdash, he's not allowed to drink wine. If he drinks the Revius of Yayin, Ishasuya Yayin, he's also to do the Avodah. So what is this teaching us here? It's teaching us that when we want to have bracha, we want to have shalom, we have to be totally like Dovik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the madrega, that's the kedusha of a kohen. So in order for a kohen to have this kedusha, that he's Dovik and Hashem, he has to first make sure he doesn't have any ruach shtus inside him. He has to make sure he doesn't drink this wine. And really this is the hemshech of the psukim, like we had before. Starts off with the din of saita. If somebody sees a saita, he has to be yazarat from minayayin. Because if he sees a saita, some ruach shtus, some bad effect could go into him, and then if he drinks wine, the wine will make that effect burn up in him and make him do averis. So he has to not drink wine in order not to have the shtus, not to be affected by ra. See, as a kanam also, before they come to give a bracham, they have to be totally dovek, close to Hashem, involved in doing the avodah, the work, the ministering in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash, doing the avodah, and not being Isaac in like drinking wine or having shtus or having bad effects upon them. So before they could give us the bracha, they have to first watch out themselves to make sure by them they are shalom, there's peace between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because this is the yisod of the Brichas Kahanim, it's like a limud. We have to learn out from the Kahanim how we deserve to get the bracha. We deserve to get brachas the more shalom we have, the more peaceful we act. Shalom here means that we shalom ourselves, our guf, our yetzer tov with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we always say, we shalom means that a person is made out from Yisrael, the Yeraisa, Kodjibrich HaChadu. We are made up with a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a part of Torah, and a part of ourselves. So we have to be shalom, peaceful with all of it. And if we're peaceful with Dovik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we deserve to have the bracha. Now after the parsha of Brichas Kahanim, then the pasukim go into the different kabonas that the Nasiim brought. That when Shas they put up the Akomas HaMishkon, each Nasi brought his own korban. Now by the second pasuk, it says by the second day it says, "Vayayim Hasheni Hikriv Nesano Ben Tzuar Nesiya Yisachar." He was the Nasi of Yisachar. And Chazal talk about that Nesano Ben Tzuar. He was the one that was Yoyitz. He gave the Eitzah to all the other Nasiim that they should all bring their kabonas. And how should they bring the Kabonis B'Shova? That every single Nasi should bring the exact same amount of animals for the Kabonis, the exact same amount of Menachis. Everything should be done Shova B'Shova. And Chazal, and why did he do this? Shalatipo Kina Benish L'Riyayu. Nobody should be jealous one of the other. Even though we have 12 different Nasiim here, each one brings his own separate Korban, still he gave the Eitzah, the advice, everybody should bring the exact same type of a Korban. And it says, the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had tremendous nachas ruach from them, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told them that you did something great to me, that everybody loves one another, and there won't be any kinah b'nehem, so I'll give you something also. What does it mean? What did Hashem give them back? He gave them back his Shabbos. In other words, that even though usually a korban yochid, a private korban, is not doicha Shabbos. You can't bring the korban on Shabbos. Only a korban sibah you're allowed to bring on Shabbos. But a korban yochid you're not allowed to bring on Shabbos. Here, by the Pashas of the Nasiim, the Medrash says that they even brought it on Shabbos. When it came the day of Shabbos, a Nasi brought his korban also. That means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them the right to be doich a Shabbos b'schus zeh. B'schus zeh that they were noy kovet zeh lezeh, not to make kinah, to keep shalom b'nehim. So really, this is a good hemshech of why after the Brichas Kahanim, the Torah talks now about the korbanos the Nasiim brought. Because like we're saying, the union of the Brichas Kahanim is to have shalom, to have peace b'nayim, to work together. That's the kli, that's machzik bracha. And so now after this, we talk about the Nasiim. The Torah brings down each Nasi brought his own separate korban, It says each one separately. It doesn't bring them all together, even though they all brought the exact same type of a carbon. But it comes to teach us that they were noyig kovet zeh bezeh. They did something to keep love between them and not to have any jealousy between them. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the schus that even on Shabbos also they could bring their karbonis. And really, this is the union of Shabbos also, that we know Shabbos is always called the Makor HaBracha. The bracha comes down on Shabbos. So really, there's a tremendous inyan to be koina the midah of shalom on Shabbos. Because if you koina the midah of shalom on Shabbos, you'll be zeichet to have all the brachas, because that's the makor habracha. I once wanted to say that's why really we call a shalom zachem. When we go, if you have a new baby boy, so the first Friday night, the first Shabbos, you make a suda called a shalom zachem. Why do we call it shalom zachem? As if to say, is that we're telling the zachem shalom. In other words, we're giving him a bracha. You should be zeichet to have the midah of shalom, because today is Shabbos, and on Shabbos is the makor habracha. Today is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out his brachas, his blessing, as much as possible. The thing is, we have to be able to accept it. How do we accept it? The more midah of shalom that we have, the more peace we have, the more nice we are between one another, that's the way we're able to receive the brachas. So we're giving the child, the young child, this first Shabbos on this world, we're giving him bracha, we're saying like shalom zocher. You zocher, you should be zocher to have the midah of shalom on Shabbos, that you should be able to receive all the brachas that Shabbos has to offer. Now, right after Chamishi, the Pasuk says, Vayihi biyoin kalois Moshe l'hokim es ha-mishkon. It came the day when Moshe finished putting up the Mishkon. Vayim shach oisoi, he put oil over it. Vayikadesh oisoi, he made it to the Kodush. V'yes kol kelov, v'yes ha-mizbeach, v'yes kol kelov. Vayim shochem, v'yikadesh oisoi. He made it all holy. Now, the Pasuk starts off that Vayoin kalois Moshe. When Moshe finished, putting up the Mishkan. The Rashi brings down the famous drasha that Rashi says, Kalos Ksiv. We read it Kalos, in other words, like it's finished, but really, Ksiv, it's written Kalos, like without the Vav. So what does that mean, Kalos? Like a Kala, like a bride. That means Yoim HaKomes HaMishkan, the day when the Mishkan was put up, Hoyo Yisroel KeKalo HaNechneses L'chuppah. His Klai Yisrael was like the bride going into getting married now, having the Gemara the Nisuyin, that we once spoke about. B'Shas Har Sinai, that's like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Erisin. That's when he made the Kedushin with Klai Yisrael. And now B'Shas Takomas HaMishkan, he's putting Yeshchina, but her Klai Yisrael, that's the Gemara, that's the Nisuyin. That's called Nechneses L'chuppah. Now Klai Yisrael was going into the Chuppah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we dash in on this word Kalas to say that Klai Yisrael was like a Kala, like a bride. I once heard over the question from Rav Shach Shlita that he once asked, L'chura Tastira, like the Pasuk Mamish means, Vayihi biyoim kalos Moshe, when Moshe finished. We're talking about he finished something. He finished putting up the Mishkan. So you finished something. How could we dash him from this word kalos to say that now we're like a kala, we're like a bride that goes into the chuppah to get, have the nisuyin now? A bride that's getting married, it has nothing to do with finishing something. It's only like beginning. You're starting a new life now. Now you're getting married. This is the beginning of your marriage, of the married life. And you have a whole life to go now to work together. So by a kala, by a bride, it's you're starting a new type of a life. That's the beginning of something. So how come we dash like a beginning from this word of Ehi B'yoyim Kalos Moshe, when really the word means Moshe finished putting up the Mishkan. It's talking about an end. You finished doing it. So how do we talk about starting off, beginning something new? So Rav Shach wanted to explain that the pshat is that by a Jew's life is like a ladder. You're always climbing up the ladder to get higher and higher and higher. You want to get at a higher stage than you were before. Every day you're supposed to go up, not go down. However, really, we never reach the top. We always have to realize that any madrega, any level we reach, it's only like a stepping stone to go to a higher level, to get higher. Mama's like you're going up the ladder. Every single plaque, every single board only helps you to get to the higher a plaque. So here also, when Klai Yisrael reaches any madrega, anything you finish, you come to a higher level now, a higher stage now, like don't think to be a Bagaivanik, I reached something great. You have to know this is only the beginning stone to go even higher, to get to a higher madrega. See here also, like Klai Yisrael now, Moshe Rabbeinu finished putting up the Mishkan. He finished making that the Shekhinah should be with Klai Yisrael. True, he finished, he got to this madrega, this stage, that now we have the Shekhinah living with us. But this is only a beginning stone to go further. Now that we have the Mishkan here, we have to bring the Kabbonis. We have to do more Avodas Hashem. Like it's only the beginning to go at a higher level. And that's Daima to a Kala. When a Kala gets married, she reached this Madrega. It's true, you've reached the Madrega of life that now you're married. Now you have to work together. We always say, Toiv HaShnayim Min Echad. There comes a time when it's better to do Avodas Hashem together. Getting married is an Indian, you're doing Avodah now, working together. Two people working together is better than one. So it's only true you reach this Madrega, but it's only the beginning stone to go to go higher and higher. So that's beyond this pasuk. True Maisa finished making the Mishkan now. But this Darga of having the Shekhinah with us is only like a beginning now to go higher and higher and to do the Avodah with the Shekhinah. So that's a limit in life also. Any Madrega we reach, we have to know, of course, we should feel happy we reach this Madrega, this height. But with the more higher we get, the more Kaddish, the more great we become, it's only like a beginning to go even higher and higher. Like really, we never reach the top step that we should. We only have to go higher. Every step only helps us get to a higher step. We have to always keep on going higher and higher. All right, we'll stop here.